The following is a production of The House. This program is designed to challenge, inspire, and set you on fire, focusing on subjects few are willing to talk about. I'm Pastor Alex Lapos in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and this is Impact. Well, the Easter season is almost upon us, but this message, the power of the resurrection, applies all year long. So whether it's Easter or not, here's a great message for you to empower you, to inspire you, and to motivate you and mobilize you in Jesus' name, the power of the resurrection.
Someone who is connected to the resurrected Jesus doesn't live in that deception. They're on fire for God. And a man or a woman who knows the resurrected life is totally dedicated to him, and they surrender every aspect of their lives to Jesus. And that's why the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 6:13, "Do not yield your members, the parts of your body, as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself, surrender yourself unto God as those who are alive from the dead." Alive from the dead. What death are we alive from? Death to self, death to sin, death to indifference, death to being casual about Jesus and having a partial commitment, death from being obsessed with ourselves. That's the death that we've died. If I claim to be with Jesus, then I have identified with Jesus' death. He not only died for me, but I have died with him. And as I take my place as identified with Jesus' death on the cross, so that the old life is finished with, the new life begins to emerge. The new life begins to emerge. Once the old life is dead, the new life begins to emerge. And I have a secret for you. If you let the new life emerge, you will put to death the old life. I've had so many Christians tell me over the years, "Pastor Alex, it's just not working for me. Not working." I've gone to conferences. I've attended prayer meetings. I've done everything that I know. I know you've done everything. I know you've tried everything. I understand that. You've done everything except one thing. And that's understand that God will not move in your life until you have connected completely with the resurrected Jesus. It's not working because in spite of your best efforts, you are holding back something. You are holding back something. You are trying to preserve a little piece of your life for yourself. And you think that ferocious religious activity or weekly religious activity will connect you to God. It doesn't. Religious activity has no effect whatsoever. Only total surrender to him in love by faith works. And you can't do that unless something real has happened in your life. And that's why Paul writes in Romans 12:1, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself as a living sacrifice to God, a holy sacrifice, an acceptable sacrifice. This is your reasonable service, to offer this, not your corrupt lives, not your self-centered living carnal lives, not lives that are totally out of the will of God, but lives that have chosen to identify with the Lord Jesus, that have burned the bridges of the old life behind them completely, and that by the grace of God have closed the book on the old habits, the old ways, the old attitudes, the old garbage, and connected with the new." This is the presentation that God accepts in an act of dedication. A man or woman who has wholly connected with the new. And that's why Romans 6:4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in, here it comes, the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be planted in the likeness of his resurrection. But the word of God goes further. Not only is this resurrection life a life of separation and a life of dedication, the resurrection life is a life of liberation. A life of liberation. And that's where things start to get exciting. Oh boy. Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 50, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am until it's accomplished. In other words, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and I can't wait to get it done. I can't wait until it is accomplished. What was he talking about? That baptism that Jesus looked forward to was his death. He was saying, until I die, there will be hindrances. Until I die, there will be obstacles. Until I die, there will be trouble for men and women. Until I die, there will be turmoil and struggle for the human soul. But when I die and rise again, there will be no limitations anymore. No limitations. There will be freedom. There will be release. There will be liberty. Come on, give them a clap offering if you're going to clap, clap. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus died and rose from the dead, freedom was released to the whole world. And he was no longer restrained by human limitations. His plan, the plan of God, was no longer confined to a small geographical location by the name of Israel. He would be glorified now. He could be everywhere now, because at last, because of his death and resurrection, his Holy Spirit could be released to millions of people like you and me. The glory of God would be made known on every nation in the earth by people filled with his resurrection life through the Holy Spirit. Jesus will be everywhere, just as he is right now. He is everywhere, even as he is right now. Oh, man. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus told his disciples before he returned to his Father in John 14:12, whoever believes in me, the works that I shall do, he shall do, and greater works shall he do, because I go to my Father who is in heaven. I'm convinced that if we knew something more about the resurrection life of Jesus in us, there would be such a liberation in our ministries, such a liberation in our lives, such a liberation in our witness, that the world will be astounded. We would shake our world just as the apostles and early Christians shook theirs. Imagine what happened when those apostles were connected with the resurrection life of Jesus in Acts chapter 2. We're going to talk about that in the coming Sundays. They evangelized the whole world. A bunch of hacks. A pathetic group of men. Uneducated. Unskilled. Inexperienced in public speaking. Having no idea how to minister. Overturned the whole world. And it was the greatest time of miracles the world has ever witnessed. And it's never been done since. And that's what bothers me. It's never been done since, but it can be done today by you and me, because the same power, the same presence that lived in them lives in you, and it's about time it happened today, right here, right now. I believe that so much. I believe that to such an extent that if there were only 6 people in this church who would say today, I no longer want to know you, Jesus, the way I think I know you. It's not enough. I don't want to know you according to my own agenda and according to my own thoughts and opinions. Away with your own thoughts and opinions. Away with my own thoughts and opinions. I want to know you as you are. I want to know you as the living Lord, the resurrected Christ, who demonstrated to the world his omnipotent, awesome power by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. I want to say, I'm available. Here I am, Lord. Use me. That's what I want to do. If I could find just 6 people in this church who would say, Lord, I want to know this life. I want to live this life. I want to know you and your resurrection power and live a life of separation, dedication, and liberation. I want to leave this dreary complacency behind and live a life of holy fire. Holy fire! That's the life I want to live. We would rock the city of Montreal. We would rock the city of Montreal. We would rock the city of Ottawa. We would rock the city of Quebec City. We would rock the country of Canada. We would rock the continent of North America. We would rock the Western Hemisphere. We would rock Europe. We would rock Asia. We would rock the world. Six people, that's all I need. And this is the Lord's passion. Do you understand that today, saints? This is his passion. This is what he died for. This is what he lived for. If we could find just six people today who would say, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection, if by any means, I'll do anything to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Anything. It's his desire to release his power, his grace, his love, and his life in a way that he could never release it when he was walking on earth as a man. And that is to release it in full through his body, you and me, and the countless others who love him. My friends, this is the whole purpose of living. That's the whole reason of life. That's the sole meaning of why this earth even exists. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, being conformed and transformed by his death on the cross. The guitarist of my old band, The Mixed Emotion, which I was in 1977, Mike Dozier, he's a tremendous performer, incredible entertainer who got a glimpse, who got a touch of Jesus while he was with me, wrote a song, beautiful song. I'm going to develop that song, I believe. But I can tell you the words. The words are very simple. The chorus goes like this. Time will only tell why we were sent here on a mission here to learn. When all's adjourned, we were just here to learn about you, Jesus. He was right. That's the only reason we are here. To learn about him, that we would live forever. That's the standard of the resurrection life of Jesus, here and now in you. A life of separation, a life of dedication, and a life of liberation. But there's more.
Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your glory be made known in our city. Let your grace abound as our
Well, that brings us to the end of another installment of Impact with Pastor Alex Lapos. We hope you were blessed, informed, encouraged, equipped, and especially brought closer to God. That is our aim and that is our purpose. If you'd like to write to me, you can do so at pastorlapos@gmail.com. Lapos is spelled LAPPOS. My email again, pastorlapos@gmail.com. Also, you can visit us at our church website, The House Montreal. The URL is thehousemontreal.org. There you'll find some interesting resources and information, all you need to know about our church. So until next time, this is Pastor Alex Lapos saying, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his abiding presence be with you always.